is continuing our study of the book of Joshua, Sefer Yehoshua. And today we will be studying chapter 12. Unless we've missed part of chapter 11, but I think we covered that. And you'll find the handout in the Revealed Wisdom Matrix in row 6, the third column from the left. That opens up to all of the parashas, as well as the various books of the Tanakh. So if you scroll down almost to the end, you'll find the Sefer Yehoshua, the book of Joshua, and scroll to chapter 12. When you open chapter 12, you'll find a link to the Mechon Mamre website, which, when opened up, allows us to scroll to the book of Joshua, and then to chapter 12 in the book of Joshua. We will start our class in the book of Joshua commentary, and then move to the Mechon Mamre, where we will read the Hebrew and the English, and then return to the book of Joshua commentary for the various comments that are made. What are we adding in this initial aspect of the book of Joshua's commentary for chapter 12? There are 24 verses in the chapter. And the number 24 connects to day and night, each with 12 hours. And each number 12 relates to the Tree of Life, being the four letters of Hashem's name, Yud Hey Vav Hey, Het Dalet Hey Dalet, Baf Vav Zayin Vav, Mem Tzadi Pei Tzadi. These four letters connecting to the three columns, the right column that is sharing, the left column that is receiving, and the balance point, the center column, which balances the sharing and the receiving. This is the essence of the Tree of Life. The four letters of Hashem's name in each of the three columns of the Tree of Life. We will now move to the Mechon Mamre website, chapter 12. We will start with the Lashem Yichud. And I should have started with the Lashem Yichud before I discuss the number of verses. Lashem Yichud, Kudsha Barichu, Ishkime, Bidkilu, Urchimu, Udkilu, Udkilu, Urchimu, Leachda, Lashem, Yudhe Bavavhe, Beyichuda, Shalim Beshem Kol Yisrael, Limud Torah Mitzvah, La Sok Torah Mitzvah. Vayihino am Adonai Eloheinu aleinu maasei yadenu kunenei aleinu maasei yadenu kunenehu. The first verse. Ve'eile malke haaretz asher hiku b'nei Yisrael vayirshu et artzam be'ever hayarden Mizrecha Hashemesh Minachal Arnon Ad Har Hermon Wekol Harava Mizracha. Now these are the kings of the land whom the children of Israel smote and possessed their land beyond the Jordan toward the sun rising from the valley of Arnon unto Mount Hermon, and all the Arabah eastward. One comment that I would make on this verse. It says it's beyond the Jordan toward the sun rising. Well, the sun rising is in the east. But if you're entering the land of Israel, from the west, you're entering from the Mediterranean Sea. But here it's saying that you're entering, or implying, hinting that you're entering from the east. And in fact, it entered from the southeast, which is Jericho is at that corner. When they destroyed Jericho, that's the southeastern corner of the land that is being described. But you can see how the language can be confusing unless you're familiar with the land and you make the effort. These other locations, the Valley of Arnon and the Mount Hermon, some of them are known and some of them are not. To me, the only one that is known is Hermon. But it's located somewhere near the center, somewhere near the city of Jerusalem. But I don't have an exact feel for where its location or how far from Jerusalem it is. Or even today, it may have grown so that Mount Hermon is actually within the considered Jerusalem. There are 22 words in this verse, and the 22 connects to all of the energy of the vessels, the 22 letters of the Hebrew alphabet, which forms the Hebrew words for everything. And therefore, it represents all of the vessels, all of the creations. And there are 36 letters, which connects to the name that is used in the first chapter of Bereshit, the first chapter of Genesis, the name Elohim, that represents the name that's used in creation. So what you have is the energy of creation in the 86 letters, connecting to the 22 letters of the Hebrew alphabet. The second verse.
Zichron melech ha'emori ha'yoshev b'cheshbon moshel me'aroreh asher al sefat nachal arnon ותוך הנחל, וחצי הגלעד, ועד יבוק הנחל, גבו בני עמון.
Sihon, the king of the Amorites, who dwelt in Heshbon, and ruled from Aroer, which is on the edge of the valley of Arnon, in the middle of the valley, and half of Gilead, even unto the river Yabok, the border of the children of Ammon. Again, these geographical locations are not really geographical locations. And I did not mention that in the first verse. But they are geographical locations, but they also have different meanings. Quickly, the word Heshbon means a calculation. So we refer to the Heshbon HaNefesh, what we do at night as we reflect on the events of the day. We evaluate which were good and which were not, which we need to do teshuvah for, And it's much easier to do teshuvah in the evening of the day that these things happened than it is to do them in Elul. And even though that's easier than the rest of the year, always know that teshuvah is available to you each and every day for each and any action you have ever done. But it's a lot easier to do it actions that are closer in time to your calculation, your evaluation of what those events were. And again, we have 22 words. There are 87 letters, and 87 letters is 86 plus the kolel, so it's representing a connection as the same, similar to the first verse, but slightly different. 87 is also when the word Anochi is spelled out completely with the vav. The gematria is 87, and we know Anochi has the meaning of the personal pronoun I, but as it applies specifically to very elevated entities, one being Hashem, and in other places, Moses will use that name. Third verse. Waha arava adyam kin rot mizratka vi adyam harava yam hamela izracha derech peyat Beit Hayahai Shimot Umite Man Tam Kat Ashdut Hapizga Ashdut Hapizga. And the Araba unto the sea of Kinnerot, eastward, and unto the sea of Araba, even the salt sea, eastward, the way to Bet Yeshimot, and on the south, under the slopes of Tisca. Again, we have all these descriptions of geographical locations. And there are 18 words connecting to the energy of life, Chai, Bet Yud. And 72 letters, and the number 72 we are very familiar with. It connects to Hashem's name at the level of Chachma and spelled out with Yuds. It connects to the word Chesed, which is loving kindness, has a gematria of 72. The fourth verse.
Ubulog melech habashan mieter harvayim hayoshe beashtarot ubedrei.
And the border of Og, the king of Bashan, of the remnant of the Rephaim, who dwelt at Ashtarot and at Edri. Did he really need to tell us that Og lived there and that he was a remnant of the Rephaim? Could have been told us many other places, so it's significant that it's being told to us here. And Ashtaroth is very similar to a word Astarat, which means it refers to a tree that is used as an idol. And in fact, in earlier times, early biblical times, there were entities that would inhabit, not really inhabit the tree, they would enter the tree and speak to the people who walked by the tree from the tree. And so the people thought the tree was a god. And so they would follow the instructions of whatever entity had inhabited that particular tree. And that's where all the multi-gods and all of the different traditions have come from, in my opinion, at least. And there are nine words, and we know that nine connects to either Chachma, if we're counting up, or Yesod, if we're counting down. There are 44 letters, and the number 44 spells the Hebrew word dam, dalet mem, which is blood. It's a word of judgment. The fifth pasuk.
In Moshe, Behar Hermon, Usalka Ukal Habashan. Ad gibu hagshuri v'hama'akati v'chatsi hagilad gibu sihon melech heshbon.
And ruled in Mount Hermon and in Salka in all Bashan until the border of the Geshurites and the Machatites and half of Gilead, even under the border of Sihon, king of Heshbon. And in case you're confused, we have returned back to Heshbon, but perhaps it's a different city because the kings are different. But they're all related to the two nations of Moab and Ammon. Both of these nations come from the incestual relationship between Noah and his two daughters. There are 16 words, and the number 16 represents the the sharing energy, the male energy of the names of the letters within Hashem's name, Yud and Vav together. We don't call it that. We call it Zion because we don't want to utilize those letters without making a good connection. And just connecting to the male letters, your vessel may not be strong enough for the energy of all that sharing. There are 71 letters. And I normally do not use this in this aspect of our study. I'm not sure that the number 71 has no sound. In essence, it's Ayin Aleph. It's C unity is the way of translating the word Ayin Aleph. But there's a missing vav in the word Moshe. We normally don't add that vav because Moshe in and of himself connects to the vav and we know it's there. But if we add that vav as in a revelation sense that it's we see it, there are 72 letters and we know that's connecting to the loving kindness, which is the vessel that would hold the energy of the sharing letters of Hashem's name. The sixth verse. Moshe Eved Hashem Uvne Israel Pachikum Vaitna Moshe Eved Hashem Yerusha La Ruveni Vilagadi Vilachatzi Shevet Hamenesh Nashe. Moses, the servant of Hashem, and the children of Israel smote them. And Moses, the servant of Hashem, gave it for a possession unto the Reubenites, the Gadites, and half of the tribe of Manasseh. Again, we have 16 letters, 16 words. And 67 letters connects to the Sefirah of Bina, which has a gematria of 67. Again, it's a form of light and vessel. The seventh verse. Ve'ele malkei haaretz asher hikah Yehoshua uvnei Yisrael, ever hayarden, yama mi ba'al, gad bevikat, halvanon ve'ad hahar, echalak ha'ole, seiravaitena, Yehoshua l'shipe. Israel, Yerusha, Machlekotam. And these are the kings of the land whom Joshua and the children of Israel smote beyond the Jordan, westward from Baal Gad in the valley of Lebanon, even unto the bare mountain that goes up to Seir. And Joshua gave it unto the tribes of Israel for a possession, according to their divisions. There are 26 words connecting directly to Hashem in its gematria of 26. There are 111 letters. The gematria of Aleph, Aleph Lamed Pei, is 111, representing an aspect and a form of unity. The eighth verse. Vahar uvashvela, uvarava, uvashedot, uvamidbar, vagnegev, lachiti, haemori, hachnani, haperizi, hachivi, haivusi. In the hill country and in the lowland and in the Araba and in the slopes and in the wilderness and in the south, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Cus, Canaanite, the Perizzite, the Hivite, and the Jebusite. You'll notice that there are seven nations mentioned in this verse. But only six sections of land. Twelve words connect to the 12 tribes of Israel. But aren't there 13 tribes? Yes, there are 13 tribes, but one has been tied to the service of Hashem in the working in the temple, the tribe of Levi and its small component, the priests, the Kohanim. There are 65 letters which connects to the name of God, Adonai Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, with its gematria of 65. The ninth pasuk. Melech Yericho Echad Melechai Asher Mitzad Beit El Echad. The king of Jericho, one. The king of Ai, which is beside Bethel, one. Tenth verse. Melech Yerushalayim Echad, Melech Hebron Echad, the king of Jerusalem, one. The king of Hebron, one. Melech Yarmut Echad, Melech Lachish Echad, the king of Yarmut, one. The king of Lachish, one. The 12th verse. Melech Eglon Echad, Melech Gezer Echad, the king of Eglon, one. The king of Gezer, one. Getting a sense of how this is relating? Each of these verses has six words, all connecting to Zerantin. There may be a different number of letters. I have never counted them. Verse 13. One of the numbers of letters is 18, connecting to life. All of these nations, or actually locations where people populated, all have meanings. Verse 13. Melech Diber Echad, Melech Gezer Echad. Verse 14. Melech Harma Echad, Melech Arad Echad, the king of Horma, one. The king of Arad, one. The 15th verse. Melech Livna Echad, Melech Adulam Echad, the king of Livna, one. The king of Adulam, one. Verse 16. Melech Makeda Echad, Melech Beit El Echad, the king of Makeda, one. The king of Bethel, one. The 7th verse. Melech Tapuach Echad, Melech Hefer Echad, the king of Tapuah, one. The king of Hefer, one. Melech Apek Echad, Melech Lasharon Echad, the king of Apek, one. The king of Sharon, one. Verse 19. Melech Madon Echad, Melech Hatzor Echad, the king of Madon, one. The king of Machazor, one. Verse 20. Melech Shimron Beron Echad, Melech Achsha Echad, the king of Shimron Meron, one of the king of Achsha, one. You'll notice there are seven words in this verse. Verse 21. Melech Tana Echad, Melech Megiddon Echad, the king of Ta'anach, one. The king of Megiddo, one. Megiddo is a word that is typically corruptedly translated as Armageddon. Verse 22. Melech Kedesh Echad, Melech Yakneam, Lakar Mel Echad. And again, we have seven words. The king of Kedesh, one. The king of Jokneam and Carmel, one. Verse 23. Melech Dor Lana Afat Dor Echad, Melech Goyim L'Gilgal Echad. This verse has nine words. This is the king of Dor in the region of Dor, one. The king of Goyim in the Gilgal, one. Did you really need to have the additional word Dor? But what is your connection to Dor and Dor? Think about it. You'll realize it's a connection to the phrase Dor Ba'Dor. Verse 24. Melech Tirza Echad Kol Malachim Shaloshim We Echad. The king of Tirza, one. And all the kings are 31. And again, it's seven words. You'll notice all the parentheses with the samech and the resh, and this last one, the shin. All of these parentheses represent spaces in the Torah, spaces in the scroll. Wherever there is a space, this is where the light of Hashem is shining through and giving us a connection. Each space has a different meaning, a different understanding. How would you interpret these spaces? Is this where the children of Israel received their energy to defeat these kings? From the light of these spaces in the scroll? And why are there different letters? The Samach represents a light of support, but it also has a different word meaning. But it represents nine letters, the smallest space in the Torah, per se, other than each letter has a space next to it. But then there are nine spaces on one line. There's another letter, the Samach, the Rosh, the Resh, representing a new line. And I'm not sure what the opening of the shin represents. Let us return to the book of Joshua commentary, and we can begin the reading. The 31 kings of Canaan. In Hebrew, the number 31 is written with the letters Lamed equals 30 and Aleph equals 1. There are two possible permutations of these two letters that make up two Hebrew words. The first is El, literally translated as power, but also Hashem, also as a connecting word to T-O. As such, it is pronounced Kel, referring to the name of God, except in prayer, since this is one of the seven names of God it may not be erased. The second meaning of El is in reverse order. It's Lamed Aleph, it's low, and it means no. The first word that every child learns as a two-year-old. The 31 kings all said no to Israel and paid for their intransigence with their very lives in order to show that it is God's counsel that will always stand. There's another meaning to the word El. You can translate it as unity teaching or teaching of unity. When the five books of Moses are written on a parchment scroll or the public reading of the Torah in the synagogue, the scribe must observe detailed rules and conventions in writing the text. In the same way, there are specific rules governing the writing of the prophets and the holy writings on a parchment scroll. Some communities read the weekly Haftarah and the Megillah from valid scrolls. Yerushalmi Megillah, chapter 4, tells us that in the parchment scroll of Joshua, the names of the 31 kings of Canaan must be written similarly to the way the names of the 10 sons of Haman hanged on the tree are written in Megillah Esther. The 31 kings are written each on a separate line, with the name at the beginning of the line and the repeated word one at the end. Perhaps the repetition of the word one comes to emphasize that although Israel were faced with a multiplicity of enemies, they were all sent by the one God who ultimately destroyed them all. And I am adding, why are there 31 kings yet only 10 nations in the land? Only 7 nations were defeated in the conquest of the land. In my opinion, these names of the 31 relate to the different names of Klipot. A name analysis will show us what these negative essences are all about. With the completion of the summary of this conquest of the land in chapter 12, we are ready for the account of the allocation by lottery to the tribes of Israel, as narrated in the coming chapters. That is the end of our class, although it's not the end of our class, as I will explain. But are there any questions? If you go to the unique astrological times link and scroll down to the 3-week period, you will be able to pick up the Tikkun Hatzot handout in the Hebrew. And we will continue reading that as we do every afternoon, except for Shabbat. We read the Tikkun Hatzot for the Tikkun of Rachel, the purpose of which has been explained before. We've already said the L'shem Yehud, so we start on page 3 with the last line followed by the Bedui, which we say only once a day, either with Tikkun Hatzot or with the nighttime Shema. So whichever one you say, normally it's best to do it with the nighttime Shema. I do it here at this 3-week period in case someone does not say the nighttime Shema. La shum la vele sion la tet lechem be'er ha'tachat efer.
Eloheinu, Velohe Avotenu, Tavo Lefanecha, Tefilatenu, Vial Titalam, Mitchinatenu, She'en Anu Azefanim, Ukshe Oref, Lomar Lefanecha. Adonai Yohewahe Adanu Yohahe Dawanu Heyo Eloheinu Elohe Avotenu Sadikim Anachnu Velo Hatanu Avel Anachnu Veavotenu Hatanu.
Please stand.
Ashamnu bagadnu zagazalnu debarnu dofi evinu vehirshanu zadnu hamasnu fatafalnu sheker yatsnu ra kizavnu latsnu maradnu Da'atsnu sararnu, arivinu pashanu, sararnu kishinu, oref rashanu, shihadnu te'avnu ta'inu, tianu sarnu, mimitzvotecha, umimishpatecha, Atovim Willo Shawalanu Weatatzadik Al Kol Haba Alenu Kiemet Asita Weanachnu Hirshanu Manomar Lefanecha Shokin Chehakim Alo kol v'haniglot, ata yodea, ata yodea, razei olam, v'ta'alu motzit rekol chai, ata hopes kol chadre, v'aten uvohen elayot v'alev, Ein davar ne'elam mimach ve'ein nistar mineged einecha uvechein yehi ratzon bilpanecha. Adonai Yohewahe Adanu yo Yohahe Dawanu heyo Eloheinu Elohe Avotenu Shetrachem aleinu, tim cholanu, al kol hatoteinu, utkaper lanu, al kol avonoteinu, tim chol v'tislach lanu, al kol peshaeinu.
Page 5.
Al naharot bavel yashavnu gam bakinu bezachreinu etzion al aravim betokat alinu kinoroteinu kisham she'elunu shoveinu divrei shir Tola leinu, simcha shiru lanu mishir tzionech, nashir et shir Adonai, Yohewahe Adanu yo, Yohahe dawanu heyo, al admat nekarim, eshkachech Yerushalayim. Tishkach Yemini,
Yidbach l'shoni l'chiki, im lo eskireki, im lo eshaleh, et Yerushalayim al rosh simchati. Zachor Adonai Yohei Wahei Adanu Yo Yohei Dawanu Heyo Livne Edom Etz Yom Yerushalayim Haomrim Aru Aru Ad Hayasod Babat Bavel Hashduda Ashre Sheshalem La Et Gemulech Shenamalt La Nu Ashre Sheyohez Uveni Petet Ola La Yik El Hasala. Psalm 79. Mizmor le'asaf Elohim ba'u goim b'nachalatecha bimu et heikal kadshecha samu et Yerushalayim ve'im natu et niblat avadecha ma'akaleo ha'shamayim basar chasidecha l'chaito e'aretz shaku damam ha'mayim v'vivot Yerushalayim ve'en kover ha'inu ter palishkeinu le'ad v'kaeles l'svivotenu Adonai Adonai Yohewahe Adanu Yo Yohahe Dawanu Heyo Te'enav Laneta Ivar Kemoesh Kinatecha Shofa Hapatcha Al El Hagoim Asher lo yedau ka v'almem lako Asher b'shimcha lo karau Ki akal et Yaakov v'et davehu Eishamu al tizkar Lanu avonot reishonim Maher yikadmunu Rachamecha kidalonu Meod azreinu Elohei yishenu Al devar kavod shemecha V'hatzileinu V'kaper al hatoteinu Leman mecha leman yomru agoim aye Eloheinu Eloheichem yivada agoim leeneinu nikmatam avadecha ashapuch tavo lefanecha En kadasir gud godel zeroacha oter b'nei temuta v'hashev lishkeinenu shivatayim elcheikam perpatam asher herpuka Adonai v'anachnu Amcha letzon maritecha nodelecha leolam ledor vador nisaper tehilatecha. Page 6. Zechor Adonai Adanu yo. Adanu yo. Ah. He da wanu he yo. Mehaya lanu habita. Ure et herpate nu. Nachalate nu. Nechevka. Lazarim betenu lenechrim etomim ayinu veena vimotenu kealmanot meimenu ekesef shetinu ayetzenu bimchir yavohu al tzivareinu Nirdachnu yadanu, velohunach lanu metzrayim, natanu yadashur lishboa, lachem avotenu, pat uve enam vianachnu. Avonotein hem savalnu, avadim mashlu banu bore, ein mi adam benafshenu, navi elachmenu, mifnecherev hamidbar, oreinu kitanur nikbaru. Mifne Zalapo Rav Nashim Betzion Inu Betulot Beare Yehuda Sarim Beadam Niflu Penezekenim Lo Nedaru Lachurim Dechon Nasau Narim Baetz Kashalu Zekenim Mishar Shavatu Bahurim Min Ginatam Shabbat Meshos Libenu Nechekpach Le'evel Mecholenu Nafla Tered Roshenu O Nalanu Kichatanu Al Zehaya Daweli Benu Alele Hashku Enenu Al Harzi Onchesa Shamem Tualim Hilkubo Ata Adonai Yo he wahe adanu yo. Yo ahe da wanu he yo. Leo lam te shev kisaha. Lador vador la malaneta ishkahenu. Tazvenu leo rechyamim hashivenu. Adonai yo he wahe adanu yo, yo ahe da wanu he yo. Elecha v'nashuva chadeshamenu kekedem, ki maos me'astanu tatzavta aleinu, ad me'od hashivenu. Adonai yo he wahe adanu yo, yo ahe da wanu he yo. Elecha v'nashuva, kadesh yameinu kekedem, chabet bishamayim, ure mizvu kadshecha. Tifartecha ayekinatcha ugburotecha chamon meecha v'rachamecha elai titapaku ki ata avinu
ki Avraham lo yadanu v'Yisrael lo yakiranu. Ata Adonai Yohei Wahe Adanu Yo Yohei Dawanu Heyo Miiradcha Shuv L'ma'an Avadecha Shivtenach Valatecha L'mitziar Yarshuam Kadshecha Tzareinu Bosu mikdashecha, v'ata Adonai Yohei Wahe Adanu Yo, Yohei Dawanu Heyo, Avinu ata anachnu, achomed, ata yotzreinu maase.
Page 7.
Yadcha kulanu al tiktsof Adonai yo heywahe adanu yo yoahe dawanu heyo ad meod bial ad tiskor avon chen habet naamcha Kulanu are kachecha, ayu midbar tzion midbar, hayata Yerushalayim shemama, beit kachenu v'tifarteinu, asher hilelucha, avoteinu haya. L'Yisrefat Eshwe Kol Machamad Eyanu Haya L'Cherba Ha'al Ele Ida Apak Adonai Yohei Wahe Adanu Yo Yohei Dawanu Heyo Teheshe Ut Anenu Ad meod havte Elohe, aznecha ushma pekach einecha, urei shomemoteinu, v'ha'ir asher nikra shimcha alecha, ilo al tzidkoteinu, anachnu ma'pilim, Tachanu neinu lefanecha ki al rachamecha harabim Adonai ki shimcha nikra al ircha v'al amecha. Et nari me'afar kumi Shvi Yerushalayim hitpatki Muzre tivare Shvi abatzion Al homotayich Yerushalayim Ifkati shomrim kol hayom V'kol halayla Tamid lo yechesu hamaskirim et Adonai Yohei Wahe Adanu yo Yohei Dawanu heyo al dami lachem we al titu dami lo ad yikonen V'yad yashim as yasim et Yerushalayim. Tehila baretz nishba Adonai. Yohei wahe adanu yo. Yohei dawanu heyo. Bimino uvizroa. Uzoim etein et danech. Od makal le'ovayiv, ve'im yishtu v'nei nekar, tiroshech asher yegat bo ki meas pav yochlu vehilelu et Adonai yohe wahe adanu yo yohe dawanu hey yo kabetzav yishtu v'chatzrot kadshi ata takum karachem v'yon ki et lechenena kiva moed ki ratzu avadecha et avanecha v'et apara Yehoneinu, Bone Yerushalayim, Adonai Yohe Wahe, Adanu Yo, Yoahe Dawanu Heyo, Nidhe Yisrael Yekanes. That's the end of our class. Does anybody have any questions? We have a deep Zohar class starting at 4:30 West Coast time. We have an Ari's essay class starting at 7 p.m. West Coast time. Tomorrow at 2 o'clock, we have a Jewish history class. I bid you all a wonderful day. Shalom Gadol to everyone. Fill this period with serenity, with balance, happiness, and joy. Shalom.
Shalom. Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
You too.